President Joe Biden saw firsthand the destruction Hurricane Ida wrought on Manville, Somerville County, New Jersey, where six people died in unprecedented flash flooding. He spoke with distressed residents whose homes were badly damaged or destroyed.
The losses that we witnessed today are profound. Dozens of lost lives, homes destroyed, and in Manville, including by gas leaks triggered by the flooding. Damaged infrastructure, including the rail system. And my thoughts are with all those families affected by the storms and all those families who lost someone they loved.
Early estimates of the damage in New Jersey are around $35 million. Biden was quick to point to climate change as a cause of the severe storms that killed at least 50 people in six eastern states as record rainfall overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Four people remain missing. Some people were trapped in fast-filling basement apartments and cars, or were swept away as they tried to escape. The storm also spawned several tornadoes.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather would be more extreme, and climate change was here, and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time. I've been on the telephone or on the road an awful lot between California, Idaho, Louisiana, but in New Orleans, Mississippi, and, here. I mean, every part of the country is getting hit by extreme weather. And we're now living in real time what the country's going to look like. And if we don't do something, we can't turn it back very much, but we can prevent it from getting worse.
More than half of the deaths, 27, were recorded in New Jersey. In New York City, 13 people were killed, including 11 in Queens, where Biden also toured the damage and destruction from Hurricane Ida. Early estimates of the storm's damage in New York are about $40 million. New York Governor Kathy Hochul connected the unprecedented flooding that claimed so many lives in her state to climate change.
A cataclysmic weather event of proportions the likes of which have never been seen in our state. The volume of water that came down in a one-hour period from 8:51 p.m. to 9:51 p.m. last Wednesday night broke all the records, and literally the records have been set 10 days before. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the definition of a climate crisis. We're experiencing a climate crisis as we speak.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Fossil fuels have got to go.
Environmental groups also greeted the president in New Jersey and New York, calling on him to do more to address the climate crisis, including nixing the Line 3 oil pipeline in Minnesota, noting fossil fuels are the main driver of climate change.
No new pipeline, stop Line 3.
Biden pushed for federal spending to fortify infrastructure to better defend people and property from future storms in the region and beyond. He said the threat from wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, flooding, and other extreme weather must be dealt with in ways that will lessen the devastating effects of climate change. He also touted his $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal in Congress and his $3.5 trillion Build Back Better plan as solutions to the climate crisis.
I know these disasters aren't going to stop. They're only going to come with more frequency and ferocity. And as I said, I'm working in Congress to pass two important pieces of legislation.
Oh, yeah.
The bipartisan plan to modernize our physical infrastructure, our roads, our bridges, our power transmission, our distribution lines. Each dollar we invest, every dollar we raise, floodproof power stations, sanitations, reduction in the buildup of kindling in our forest, installing electrical lines underground rather than overhead, saves us $6 for every single dollar we spend to do those things. Because the next time disaster strikes, the flood is contained, the fire doesn't spread as widely, and power stays on. Not to mention, those investments save lives, homes, and create good paying union jobs.
The group Food and Water Watch issued a statement calling on Biden to hold to his campaign commitments to end reliance on fossil fuels by stopping the leasing of public lands for fossil fuel projects. It's also calling on New York Governor Kathy Hochul to end the fossil fuel project NRG Astoria plant, located just blocks from Biden's visit in Queens. In a statement, Alex Boekamp, Northeast Region Director of Food and Water Watch, said the fossil fuel age is over. Our leaders must commit real action to moving us into an era of clean energy, he said. The president's visit follows a Friday trip to Louisiana, where Hurricane Ida first made landfall, killing at least 13 people in the state and plunging New Orleans into darkness. Power is slowly being restored. An estimated 430,000 people remain without it. Next on the president's climate crisis tour is the West. That's being ravaged by fires that have burned 5 million acres, more than 2 million in the state of California alone. The president says he'll be making that trip in the coming days. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.